With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared before a joint session of Congress today, making a dramatic appeal for support. Netanyahu says civilization is at risk.
This is not a clash of civilizations. It's a clash between barbarism and civilization.
He says Israel and the U.S. must stand together. Several notable figures were absent from the speech, including Vice President Kamala Harris and some 50 Democratic lawmakers. Thousands of demonstrators protesting the Israel-Hamas war were outside the U.S. Capitol during Netanyahu's speech. Wildfires continue to threaten communities in the West as one Oregon fire closes an interstate.
Parts of I-84 in Oregon shut down after the Durkee fire was so intense it created its own weather pattern, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Smith.
They've generated a lot of heat, which has helped them control their own environment. At least 8 or 9 days of 100-degree temperatures or greater.
Triple-digit temperatures also making it difficult for firefighters in California, in Sierra, on the Nevada border. A series of lightning-sparked wildfires closing a state highway. And in Riverside, officials searching for whoever set off fireworks, causing a massive blaze there. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden will have an opportunity to make a case for his legacy Wednesday night when he delivers an Oval Office address about his decision to bow out of the 2024 race and what lies ahead. How Biden's one term is remembered will be intertwined with Kamala Harris's electoral result in November, particularly as the vice president runs tightly on the Biden administration's achievements. This is SRN News. A professor fights for his First Amendment rights.
After Dr. Alan Josephson stated he doesn't think sex change operations on small children are a good idea, the University of Louisville fired him. Josephson is a distinguished child psychiatrist. He's led the university's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology since 2003. He's filed suit now against the school with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case is now before the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire has signed a bill to keep males off of female sports teams. His action adds the state to nearly half in the nation that have adopted similar measures. The bill passed by the Republican-led legislature would require schools to designate all teams as either girls, boys, or co-ed, with eligibility based on students' birth certificates or other evidence. This is SRN News. A major setback for DEI programs in Alabama.
Three University of Alabama system campuses have closed diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and shifted staff members to other programs. The move was taken to comply with a new state law that bans DEI programs on public college campuses. Schools in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and Huntsville announcing the closure of the DEI offices. That law goes into effect on the first day of October. Jason Walker reporting.
Salt Lake City's been formally awarded the 2034 Winter Olympics following a vote by the International Olympic Committee in Paris. The decision gives Utah its second games after hosting in 2002. Salt Lake City was the lone contender the Olympic Committee was considering for 2034. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.